4PXB Mobile.
Hey, Skicks. Hey, Lloyd. How are you this afternoon?
Pretty good. Dealing with, you know, craziness from the military wanting a budget form submitted when the system's down and I can't do so. So, yeah, I'm doing wonderful.
That's the way the government works.
Forms are in Microsoft 365 that the state guard has went to, and when I'm trying to sign in, it says my reply address is not associated with one account, and it's not letting me in, and everybody in the world, you know, from my commander sitting there going, we need that budget, we need that budget. I'm going, well, you know, I understand that, sir. When I got the task over the weekend, and there's 89 items on it, and now things have to go through a procurement phase, which getting quotes for this, that, and the other, there's no way in 2 days that I'm going to get 89 items completed and quotes back from vendors.
Hey, you can get that done.
My commander's, of course, getting, you know, chewed on by his, you know, his command. I'm like, so when I get stopped, I'll be sending an email as per his request that, you know, the said a whole bunch of items in there with the new South Carolina procurement guidelines. There's no way that that can be done in a hurry.
I don't understand that because they've never had to do it.
But I would hope that at some point in time, like I said, a full-blown colonel that was once in the part of the finance part of it, that, yeah, he's dealing with budget, because the way it used to work last year, we just put everything on an Excel spreadsheet with the cost and how many we wanted, and we sent it down, and then they sent us the money to buy those items, or the supply and finance, they actually bought the stuff and it was shipped to us. But now we have to go through procurement and this, that, and the other, and it's just a headache.
I've always found bureaucratic red tape to be a headache, though, of any kind.
The truth, so on some of what I did was, because I'm, of course, on the South Carolina procurement webpage, and you'll do a search for that item. If it's not there, I went through Walmart's webpage and find out, you know, find that item, get its cost, and act like I'm having it shipped to the armory and getting the shipping fee and the sub-cost, the taxes, and the shipping fee, and putting that on the form and submitting that when the system's up and running.
That just sounds like a whole lot of headache, for sure. I hate that for you.
I'll just slowly work my way at it. Or I even told my commander, said, if they just want me to put things on a Word document, transfer everything from an Excel spreadsheet, which this is another odd thing that they've done. Like I said, last year the form was on Excel spreadsheet. This year it's a Word document with text bars that you put stuff in, and so there's no way you can copy and paste from the Excel, because the way the lines are, that it throws the skew off, and so it's like, yeah, buddy.
For you. So how's everything else going, though? Life treating you okay?
It's going good.
It's good. Hopefully traffic's not too bad on 85 this afternoon for you.
Smooth sailing on 85. I'm already at the crossing the, well, I've already crossed, I'm on still on Wood, Highway 14. I just passed the Sphinx up Pelham Road.
It's been a little light out here today. I don't know if it's because of the rain or what, but I'll take it. Because, well, even right here on Wade Hampton in 290, there's hardly any traffic out here compared to what normally is.
PXB for ID. It probably can count that up to the being spring break. There's not a lot of students out there driving.
I did forget about that. But, Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to get in here and try to get these guys taken care of today. You be careful out there and good to talk to you, and I hope everything goes smooth for you there on that budget and get it done. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
I hope your sales goes good and plentiful. 73.
4SKD, listening.
KC4SKD, KP4CBA. You out there cruising around, Larry?
Stay to the traffic. How you doing this afternoon? KC4SKD here.
Good. I'm just doing a little FTA here on the 7300.
Well, I'm headed to my next destination after a long day at work. Did eat a good lunch today. I went and had Italian lasagna and Caesar salad. And it was right tasty.
Oh, yeah, I love lasagna. And my wife makes a real good lasagna. And it is good.
House salad today, but I opted for the Caesar salad. Just change up a little different, you know, something a little different. But anyway, it's aggravating taking lunch. You got to wade through the traffic and the lines and all that. So I pick restaurants that's real close to the office.
There's a breaker in there. This is KP4CBA.
4CBA, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Z. How you doing this evening?
Good. It's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And also have Larry in here, KC4SKD. And say hello to him.
Larry, how are you, sir?
I'm glad the rain stopped for a little while. It got kind of heavy when I was there this morning. And I thought it was going to be more continuous throughout the day, but I'm glad it dried up. Go ahead, CBA, KC4SKD here.
Here's David. Yeah, I had two tennis matches tonight, but they're on clay courts, and so we are done for the day. Unfortunately, I really hate that too, because at least I got to play yesterday.
Yep, since I played in tennis, and I wasn't very good at it then. We did order a badminton set, and it's supposed to be in sometime next Wednesday, so we're going to try to get together with some of the church people and play badminton.
I think that's the way I started with, you know, and just kind of graduated to tennis when I was a teenager.
But when I did play, but I just was so terrible at it, so I eventually quit. The other station didn't mean to leave you out, KC4SKD.
Sorry, sir. I'm just listening in. I'm just waiting for a good time to chime in. Y'all keep talking.
All right. So, what road are you traveling on, Larry?
The street headed back into town, and I've gotten to where I avoid 85, if at all possible. I was headed home one day on 85. This is about last June, and there was an accident, and they shut all lanes down, and I sat there for an hour and 45 minutes and went absolutely nowhere.
You know, on 85, you're just kind of rolling the dice as to whether you're going to get anywhere or not. It's very interesting sometimes.
That day, after I got it where the accident was, I was wondering, scratching my head, thinking, why did they shut all lanes down? They could have let at least one lane go. But people were getting out of their cars and walking around, and I stepped over to the guy in the truck next to me, and I said, boy, I'm glad I went to the bathroom before I left the office.
And you hope you have enough gas to sit there, or you can shut the car off. I've actually seen people, I've been in traffic jams so long, we've seen people out throwing the frisbee and stuff like that.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't a very hot day that day, so yeah, I shut the car off. I'm not going to sit there and leave it running, but some people were sitting there with their vehicle still in drive with the air conditioning running, and I thought, man, that can't be good on automatic transmissions to sit there that long.
Not only that, you got your foot on the brake, and your those bulbs are getting hot and burning those filaments, and I've seen, you know, if you sit there long enough, I've seen them get so hot that they melt the plastic socket that they're in.
So that day, I normally go through town going to and from work. And for some reason or other, the afternoons are much worse than the mornings.
Hello, 4WWC. Can I get the call time and
okay, D, you're just barely into the repeater. Go ahead, David.
Noisy that time. Just barely, you know, really couldn't copy all that you were saying.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Can I get dollar grains and call signs, please? I think they'll put it down in the office.
David, let me see if I got it here. And my call sign is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
My call is Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. But anyway, yeah, that pretty well did it for 85 for me. And now, sometimes on Fridays, I get off at 11:30, and I'll take 85 then because it's not so bad. Not bad at all then. But anyway, going through town is not great either. You go through all the traffic lights and the bumpy roads.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun, especially Washington. And I used to get on a sectional of Washington to go to pick up my prescriptions, but we've changed to a place right up the street now, so it's about a mile away from the house, a mile and a half. It's a lot nicer.
It'll scratch you way down in the noise level on that, but didn't hardly get anything at all out of that. But anyway, I like this guy in front of me fixing the turn. Well, I enjoy going by the old Poinsett Hotel. My grandfather used to play the piano in there on I think Friday and Saturday nights. And this was back in the late 60s, early 70s, so I enjoy going by and looking at the old Poinsett Hotel.
I probably have heard him play then, because, you know, I was in and out of there for one reason or another, and then we had our senior prom there, and I went to mine, and then the girl I was dating, hers was the next year, and so I was there at least 2 years, 73 and 74.
Heard him play then. They had a little band, and I still got some of the old recordings. He had a cassette recorder, and he'd record some of them, and when he passed away, I got all the tapes. And the first thing I did was convert all those tapes over to digital, because the tapes were in pretty bad shape before any more oxide came off of them. I wanted to get them preserved, and I'm glad I did.
Good. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that every time you play a cassette or whatever, if it's a tape, it's wearing it out. And, I try to convert everything to a CD when I could. And this place just came up on the 12 meters on FTA. It's called Saint Martin, SINTMARTEN. I've never heard of that.
And another thought that come to mind talking about old media is my grandmother had some old 8mm regular 8 Super 8 film, and I've got the film from it, and I tried to convert it over, but the conversion didn't go too well. I bought a projector on eBay and worked on that, and it turned out horrible. So, but I've still got the film. It's not exactly in great shape, but it will run through a projector. The one I bought on eBay, it was a real cheap, low-quality model, and it wasn't very bright, and the picture was kind of small, so I did what I could with it, and then sold it back on eBay again.
I guess that's one way of doing it. I've heard of people buying clothes and wearing them, and then wearing them with the tags on them, and then returning them the next day.
Yeah, I feel kind of guilty doing stuff like that.
Couldn't get away with that. Something would happen, I'd probably get called, I don't know how, but that's just the way my luck runs. But anyway, well, this place I was telling you about is near Puerto Rico, so it's just a little island south of Puerto Rico. That was kind of interesting. That was my first contact with them.
Puerto Rico, that's a little ways out in the Atlantic, too. I've been to Nassau, Bahamas. That's as far out as I've been in that direction.
Yeah, I've never been to the Bahamas. And, here it is nice.
Actually, I've been to San Francisco. I went out there for a week before my brother got out of the Navy, and enjoyed it. We had a pretty good time out there. Went skiing at Lake Tahoe and rode around a lot and saw the big trees. And I was a ham then, and I'm glad I was, because I was got lost one day and asked for directions, and some of the guys came on and helped me out.
But my dad was in San Francisco, and I guess it was about 1950. He was getting ready to get on a ship to Korea. He was in the army, and they pulled him off, and he had pretty bad eyesight. I don't know how he ever passed the first time, but they checked it again, and they gave him the discharge, and sent him home. It took several months, but so he spent several months in San Francisco.
Pretty neat. When I was out there, that was in February of 92, my brother, they let him off a good bit that week, so we could go around and do some sightseeing. And the food out there is quite different. That took a little getting used to. But anyway, his favorite place was Taco Bell, so that's where we ate most of the time.
Yeah, when our kids were little, we used to wear that place out. It was still kind of new to the area then.
I guess I need to go ahead and sign with you. I got a maneuver here, so it's good talking to you, and thanks for riding with me for a few minutes.
Hey, you have a good one, and we will talk to you later. Be careful out there. KB4CPA.
The weather's looking better. I see blue sky, so maybe we're in for a good evening. Talk to you later. KC4SKD. I'm clear.
4HKX. Mobile.
KO4HKX. KO4WWZ. Doing good, sir. Doing good. How about yourself?
Now they quit raining and I'm on my way home.
Alright, well, I won't keep you too long. You drive home safe and I think I'll talk to you in the morning. Just had 3 days off of work this week and we return tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to our morning to you, sir. Hope you had a great day at work. I just want to jump in and say hey. It's KO4WWZ, and I'll be clear in 7-3.
Have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
At LK Mobile.
KO4HKX, how are you doing today?
Now that I'm seeing a little bit of sunshine, but I was able to dodge most of the rain. Every time I'd go to get back in the vehicle, it would let up a little bit, so I stayed pretty dry. How about yourself?
I was able to dodge most of it today, at least the heavy parts anyway, so that was good. I was either at just a few minutes, I'd wait in the cab or in the truck until it slacked off, or I was in the building.
So hard when I was at the Easley post office. I couldn't see inside the trailer. It was so dark.
A couple of times today. I mean, it got pretty heavy there for a little bit.
And I'm glad you're on your way home.
WHM.
Hey, Bill. How are you today? KO4HKX.
Hey. Hope you're doing well. Just listening in for a minute, heard y'all were dodging rain today, so same thing here. I'm getting ready to go camping in the morning.
Matt.
NZLK. Patrick, let me jump out. I'm about to my next place. N4ZLK.
I'll be around for a little bit, and I'm still on 25. Bill, where are you going camping at this weekend?
To Watkinsville, to the Georgia Bushcraft land. We got some folks coming in that are vendors, and we're having a what we call a campfire co-op. Once a year, we get together and have a meeting and sort of plan out sponsorship and look at what we're going to do and how we're going to do our gatherings. So that's what we got on tap Thursday through Sunday.
Good weekend. I hope you enjoy it, and it doesn't rain on you.
The weather's supposed to be good. Supposed to be a little cool Saturday night, but that's okay. I enjoy the cool weather.
Weather.
It's only supposed to get down into the upper 30s, so I think Friday night is supposed to be in the mid 40s, so both nights will be good for sleeping. Last weekend, and I decided to sleep outside with that wind blowing. I ended up having to get my Gore-Tex bivy sack out and put it over my sleeping bag to cut the wind. But after I did that, I slept like a baby, slept all night.
The wind was rough.
It was, and it didn't slow down until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We cut wood and just did some prep work last weekend, and it was very windy.
A big shindig y'all do during the summer this year, or when is it this year?
Camping camp out will be the 22nd through the 25th, I believe it is, or 23rd to the 25th, something like that. It's the next last weekend in April, and it'll be, it won't be quite as big as our fall, but it'll still probably be 300 plus people.
Pretty good size for something like that.
It's a good crowd. We're looking forward to it. A lot of good friends I've made over the years. This is our 10th anniversary. We'll be in the fall, so we're trying to plan something out special for the fall. See if we can't do something we hadn't done before.
That's a big milestone, making 10 years.
When our first camp out started with 12 people, and last fall we were over 500. We've come a long way.
I hope everything has been going all right otherwise. I hadn't heard you on the radio in several weeks.
Just been busy. We're finally getting into sort of the lull, and I'm taking some time off now and doing stuff around the house, going camping, just been busy. When I'm home, I'm busy, and when I'm work, I'm busy, so I guess that's just the way it is. But, yeah, I've been radio silent here for a couple of weeks. This first time I've turned the home station on. I heard y'all in the car, and I just got back from Home Depot and thought I'd turn on the radio and chat for a minute.
I was wondering what happened to you. You just never know anymore.
Yeah. But far as I know, I'm all right. Nobody's told me different. Doctor fussed at me about my cholesterol this week, but other than that, I'm in good shape.
Yeah, test next month. See what yearly physical and see how bad I'm doing.
Yeah, they did blood work, and I got my physical coming up next month as well, so let them fuss at me a little more and tell me to eat right, lose weight, and, you know, walk and all the stuff I already do, so I don't know how to do much more.
Many hours in the day, that's for sure.
That's true, that is true. Have you done anything radio-wise lately?
Chad and Daniel put up an antenna at my house and got my beam up, and I got a vertical up about, I don't know, 60, 70 feet in the air. So doing much better on getting out on 2 meters and 440 now.
I'd hope so. That's a good deal there. I would, I'm only about 35 feet, and I can't imagine being 60 plus feet.
Well, you gotta remember I'm right up against the face of the mountain there at the base, so I had to get up as high as I could get so that I could get out.
And that, yeah, I guess getting over that mountain is pretty rough.
It can be, that's for sure. But I'm doing much better at it now. I can at least get into the 610, and I can hit the Anderson repeater now. So, doing a little better anyway.
So, that's real good. Yeah, I went to Gainesville, Georgia last night, and I spoke at a ham club about Georgia bushcraft, and it's the LARC club out of Gainesville. They got a member up there as well. Had a good time, had a good dinner, and put on a little quick program for them, and got to meet some people I've been talking to for over a year face-to-face, so that was a lot of fun.
I've seen some of their YouTube videos. I watched some of their stuff on
there. Hey, Jim. Yeah, they're pretty active. They got a big club, that's for sure. And had a good meeting. Had a room slap packed. I guess there's probably don't know, 35 people or so at the meeting, and all of it's face-to-face. They've quit their virtual meetings, so a lot of them, this was their first big meeting since they quit doing virtual, so a lot of people showed up, so it was a lot of fun. They didn't particularly like riding home in the dark all the way from Gainesville, but that was all right, too.
Opening back up to where you can do face-to-face meetings now, and then, so that'll be interesting, try to make it to some of those, so I can put some faces with the names, been talking to for over a year now.
Just, unless they have a picture on QRZ, it's hard to know who you're talking to, and you get a mental image, I guess, of who you're talking to, and then when you meet them, sometimes it's right, and sometimes it's not. But that's part of what makes it fun.
It definitely makes it interesting.
Look, I hate to cut it short, but I need to jump off here and finish unloading from Walmart. Like I said, I just heard y'all on the radio and wanted to chat for a minute. Glad things are going well, and things are going good here, so I hope everything is going good your way. So if I don't talk to you soon, be safe and be careful, and we'll catch you next time. M4WHM, I'll be clear on return.
Bill, it's good to hear from you. Good to talk to you this afternoon. And that's good timing because I'm almost at the state line, so I'll drop out anyway. And I'll keep an ear out for you on down the log. And 73KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.
Patrick, be safe. Tell everybody I said hello. M4WHM clear.
GFW Monitoring.